Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Mari, the parent of two flatwater sprint kayakers, aged 13 and 14, who will be competing at the national championships in August. She says she's her kids' nutritionist, personal trainer, sports health tech, psychologist, and much more. How does she make it work? I'm also here with my brother, sports psychology expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Mari. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Mari.
Well, Mari, in the note that you sent us, you described all the roles, all the hats that you wear, and you said that your kids are happy and on track. And we do talk a lot about the over-involved sports parents, so we're interested in hearing how you've made this work.
Ever since the kids and I have been able to communicate verbally, I've been very involved in how they feel and what they're thinking about whatever choices we make. And keeping the open communication, I think, is a big part of it, I think, at least for us.
Mm-hmm.
I do tend to check in with them on a regular basis about how they feel that we are working as a team. Because I don't have endless financial resources, I've sort of stepped up in all of these roles in order to, and educated myself in them, in order to be able to support them.
Mm-hmm.
Their coaches can only do so much, of course. And that's one of the reasons I did step up. And I think it's the communication piece that has kept it healthy, if you would.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. In our workbook CD program, that's one of the first things we talk about in terms of being an ultimate sports parent, and that's keeping the communication lines open. And at certain ages, it's not so easy. That's my experience. And your kids are kind of at that age. So how do you go about doing this?
So far, it's been me checking in and being very honest about how they really do need to pick certain pieces up themselves. And as we progress into this, I've actually given them pieces that they have to start working on by themselves. At the moment, we're working on the gym and the weights and the workout. I really want somebody to supervise at all times at this point, especially with my 13-year-old boy. My girl is, she's like 6 feet tall and 150 pounds, and she's big enough physically to be able to support more of the weight. He, however, has not had his big growth spurt. And being able to support that weight and stay, aligned and having somebody watch you, I think, is super important at that stage. And that's what I've read as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing is I've been letting her pick up some of her own responsibilities, and then she'll probably be released into that world a little sooner than he will. So each step of the way, I check in with how they're feeling about that, and is it okay? And I've even said, if you'd like me to back off, maybe there's another way we could do this. And they have both said no, they're okay with the support. And I've watched other parents around me step back, I think, frankly, a little too soon. And I've seen injuries happen, and I've seen children just quit just because of a somewhat of a lack of support, if you will.
Can we step back and talk more about communication? So,
you
check in with them when you make decisions and ask them if it's okay.
Basically, about how they're feeling. There are certainly sometimes when I have to just be the person who decides what it is. My husband and I are very much a team in that way, and they understand that too. And I think it also comes down to, frankly, communicating well at home and setting really pretty strict boundaries about what is okay and what isn't from, you know, years ago. So that sort of leads into the sport ethic as well, and how they're treated at home and what they're expected to do and the structure at home. I think it's all part and parcel of it.
Are they homeschooled, Mari?
They are not. I have considered it, but I don't feel like I am necessarily up to that challenge, especially on the social end of things. I want them to be able to handle all that's thrown at them. I know the world isn't always an easy place to be, so I chose to go ahead and let them go into the arena of public school.
Now, you talked a little bit about the necessity of you know, hiring people to do these things, personal trainer, sports psychologist, you know, a transport person. You talked about, it seems like part of it was out of the necessity that it's going to be very expensive to go and have people, have experts do this.
Yeah.
Was that kind of part of your rationale that we can save a whole lot of money and then, you know, we can have fun as a family, too, as we travel?
Most definitely. And sometimes I've observed a little bit of a misunderstanding, and we've had to work it through with some of the peripheral coaching team, whereas they're concerned. I think they get used to parents maybe just being in the way and maybe saying things that they really aren't, going into a jurisdiction that isn't theirs, if you would. And I've had to deal with a little bit of that, but as they understand that, I will definitely kowtow to what they believe is right for the child, as long as we're in agreement, then they've gone ahead and accepted me as in a kind of a different light, if you would.
I wonder if it would make sense, especially when you have kids at this level, to even say that. You know, I'm very involved, but what you say goes to the coach. What do you think about that, Patrick?
Well, I don't know too much about the relationship there between the coach and how much say Mari has.
But I'm saying other parents who might find themselves in this role.
Yeah, I think what Lisa's saying is the biggest challenge that we see, or one of the challenges that we see, is when parents do the coaching, that kids have trouble separating the role of, okay, is it mom or dad playing coach now, or are they being a parent? So those roles kind of get mixed up between the parent and the coach, and I think kids have trouble dealing with that. Because often they're like very conscious of that, and it's like, oh, am I being corrected by the coach, or am I being corrected by the parent because they're being harder on me, or they're being softer on me, or whatever. So there's a lot of issues surrounding that. How have you been able to help your kids be able to understand the different roles between you being the trainer and the motivator and part-time coach and the parent?
That's a fantastic question. When these guys first started on the water, at one point they said to me, well, Mom, you don't know because you've never done this. And indeed, I had to turn around and say, you are absolutely right. So I got in a boat, and I raced at Nationals last year after having trained for a year. And I got a couple medals, but the point is, the reason I did it is so I could understand what is it like to be on the water in February and then come off the water and you put your hands in hot water and your hands blow up and turn purple because your hands are not, they're so cold that the change in the skin and the muscles underneath turn them a funny color and make them, you know, expand. And it hurts. And just to know how tough it is to do what they do, I actually had to get in the boat and do it myself because I really didn't understand. Once I did that, I earned, you know, some respect from them, and they saw me win at Nationals, and they saw me, you know, have to go through what they went through. And I went through the race patterns, and I went through all of the demands at a national race. It's intense. So that helped them to give me some sense of respect as far as, okay, now we understand you know more than you did. And also, I do step back, and you guys have helped me as I've read your materials to really check in with the coach and make sure that I'm not going over the line, and keeping those communication lines open as well. And our coach has come to me and said, I really want you there. I want your support. So, you know, when he says he doesn't, I'm happy to back off.
Well, I'm glad you kind of jumped in and mentioned the respect issue, because that's another huge issue that we see where kids just look at their parents as outsiders, like, you don't know anything.
Absolutely.
I know my daughter treats me that way when it comes to coaching her tennis, even though I coach tennis at the college level and I played recreationally. I know nothing, according to her. I know nothing, and I can't offer anything for her. So that's another issue we see. Often I get parents that will contact me to do the mental coaching for that reason, because the parent doesn't – it's coming from the parent and it's not coming from the expert.
Gotcha. And there are many times when I would like to say something, I can see something, but I make myself quiet down, and I listen, and I see if the coach will pick it up. And invariably, of course, he does, if I'm just patient and watchful. If it's something that I'm concerned about as far as safety, I'm always speaking up as far as, you know, body safety, because there are a lot of injuries, as you can well imagine. And I think we all have to be cognizant of watching how the kids are holding themselves and using their technique, blah, blah.
I'm wondering if part of how you've been able to make it work has something to do with the culture of kayakers or the sport of kayaking, because, as you know, the culture of auto racing is different from the culture of baseball. I'm wondering if there's something about just, you know, flat water kayaking that lends itself for you to be able to have that much involvement.
I think a big piece of it was for me to go ahead, and our coach is incredible, Alan Anderson, with the Gig Harbor Canoe and Kayak Racing Team here in Gig Harbor. He is an extraordinary human being. He is very inclusive with all people. He's willing to listen. He's very open. He is very accepting. And when he sees something working, he's going to say, okay, this is a piece that we can learn from. And I think he's part and parcel why it works. If he was closed off and, I don't know, defensive or, you know, had any of those issues, it would be probably a lot harder. I have to hand it to Alan.
Are other parents as involved as you are? Does he invite them in the way he invites you in?
I think he would if they decided to pick it up. And a couple are. One of our moms is an official for the U.S. team. Another one of our moms is training. So there is a little bit of a culture of parental support that perhaps, I don't know if it happens on other levels in other sports. I know that soccer has some of that going on in this town anyway.
Well, the problem is that it's really hard for the parents to strike a balance because they get real wrapped up in their kids winning and they pressure the kids to win. Patrick,
yeah.
You can correct me if you disagree. And that creates issues for the kids in terms of their confidence and their happiness.
I think that's a perfect thing to deal with. We had a regional trials event happen a few months ago, and one of my children was going to go ahead and try that. I did not ask her to do it. Her coach did not ask her to do it. She decided this was a goal she wanted to see if she could hit. Now, this was a really kind of quite a reach for her, and her coach was very clear, this is going to be tough. You might be able to walk through the door, but I'm telling you, this is hard. She missed going to the New York camp by 1 point, and the rest of her team that is in her division got to go. That was harder for me than for her by a long shot. She was fantastic. She was like, okay, so I almost got it. Maybe next time. So her head was in exactly the right place. My head was not. I was floored. I was shaking and crying, and so I just removed myself from the situation. My husband stepped up. I went away, quite literally, composed myself, and didn't come back until I could. Now, that's an extreme situation. I shouldn't have been so emotional, but I did get emotional. But I think it's important to keep for the parent to keep their stuff with them and don't put it on to the kids.
Well, Mari, this has been really interesting, and thank you so much for joining us. It really sounds like you do a great job of the balancing act. You're obviously very involved.
We do. We're working it out. We're working on it every day. And thank you. I so appreciate what you offer. You guys are terrific.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.